96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment. I'm Harold Fisher. It's often called the hard skin disease. Tonight, on this Medical Monday, we're taking a closer look at scleroderma. What is it? Why do we see so many Black women with this disease? And how is it treated? Lots of questions about this skin disease tonight. Joining me to talk about it is Dr. Ife Rodney. She is an assistant professor of dermatology and pathology at Howard University Hospital. If you have any questions about scleroderma, you can give us a call right now. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Dr. Rodney, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Let's get kind of a scleroderma 101. What exactly is it? Because even as I'm thinking back on it, as a child, I do remember some family members or friends of the family, women, all, mm-hmm. who did have something that kind of looked like eczema, that kind of hard skin condition. So what is scleroderma?
So scleroderma, or systemic sclerosis, is a rare autoimmune disease that presents with hardening of the skin, and it may also affect many internal organs, including the blood vessels, the esophagus, the lungs, heart, and kidney as well. There's large individual variability in the extent of skin and organ involvement, as well as in the disease progression and prognosis.
Okay, so where does it come from?
You know, Harold, it's no one really knows. There may be some genetic association. There may be some environmental causes. A lot of work is being done to elucidate the exact etiology, but it's not known at this time.
When you talk to patients who believe they have this disease, and as I mentioned, I had seen something similar to it as a young child. What kind of symptoms do they exhibit? What are the specific issues?
Okay, so skin involvement is the main feature of scleroderma and usually appears first in the fingers and hands. There may be puffy swelling of the hands and arms, followed by firm thickening of the skin. This may result in restricted mobility of the joints and contracture of the fingers. Typical facial features include a beak-shaped nose and small, tight, constricted mouth opening.
Okay, slow down there. You said facial features. You said a beak-shaped nose. Mm-hmm. So when this condition begins to affect your face, that is what we begin to see? Is that what you mean?
Well, the face is the first thing you see when you look at someone. So when it involves those areas, because the skin is so tight and bound down, the nose has that pointy, tight appearance, as does the mouth opening.
Is it painful?
It can be painful, not necessarily the skin thickening in itself, but some of the manifestations that come later on. So let me tell you, the face has a stiff mask-like appearance. There's loss of facial expression, loss of wrinkles on the face because it's so tight. Also, the digits, the fingers, the toes get firm and tight as well. The pain comes when there's necrosis or death and ulceration of the fingertips.
Explain that. When you say ulceration of the fingers, what do you mean?
Okay, so this is tied to a phenomenon known as Raynaud's phenomenon. It comes from basically spasm of the blood vessels, the small blood vessels at the fingertips. These vessels constrict, and so the fingers may appear blue and white and change color back and forth. And essentially, there's decreased blood flow to the digits, and that's where we get the death and hence ulceration of the skin.
I have a lot of people who want to get in on this conversation, and I do have many questions as well. If you have a question or comment, give us a call at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Demetria, calling from Upper Marlboro, what's on your mind? Demetria?
Hello?
Yes, please go right ahead.
Hi, my name is Demetria, and I've been diagnosed with scleroderma. At first, they said that I had lupus because I also had the symptoms of lupus. But like the doctor said, it is a rare autoimmune disease, and it will mimic a lot of things. And a lot of people I have seen from going to Johns Hopkins have became critical and died because they're thinking that they only have the lupus autoimmune illness, and then scleroderma will start narrowing your esophagus areas and stuff, and sometimes making it hard for you to swallow, yawn, and have other serious problems. But what really concerns me is the medications that I've seen that they only really offer, other than the Plaquenil to help you, is the suppressant medications that they give to patients that have, say, transplants.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they offer that kind of medication, it's hard to be around people because it lessens your autoimmune system even more than it's already lessened.
Well, Demetria, let me stop you there because I want to have Dr. Rodney at least address that because we haven't even gotten into some of the treatments, but let's at least begin that discussion. What is she speaking about specifically?
Well, it sounds like she's on a variety of medications for mm-hmm. the internal manifestations of the scleroderma. I was about to speak of those. They include cardiopulmonary, that's the heart and the lungs, the gastrointestinal tract, including the esophagus, where you have problems swallowing, and the kidneys as well. So there are a lot of immunosuppressive medications, which essentially suppress the inflammatory component of the scleroderma. And that's what these treatments are geared at.
So let me understand, before I take a break, I was under the impression this is a skin disease, but now what you're suggesting is that this also, again, as we said in the very beginning of this discussion, it can affect the entire body, but also internally. So it's not just about the skin.
No, the skin, you know, is what you see when you first look at and when you first greet someone, but it's the internal organ manifestations that really cause significant morbidity and mortality in this disorder. Mm-hmm.
Demetria, real quick, before I let you go, how old are you and how long have you been dealing with this?
I'm 50 years old, and at first I was dealing with thinking I had lupus, and
right.
then Johns Hopkins told me I had scleroderma, say, since, like, 2008.
I see. A real quick question. Are you in pain?
Yes, I'm in constant pain.
I see. I appreciate you giving us a call and sharing this difficult situation with us. I need to take a break. When we come back, more phone calls talking about scleroderma. We're going to talk about treatments also and the difficulty that obviously many people have with living with this disease. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. We'll be back shortly. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight, on this Medical Monday, we're taking a closer look at scleroderma, the skin disease, the autoimmune condition that can be very painful and indeed, in some cases, deadly. My guest is Dr. Ife Rodney. She is Assistant Professor of Dermatology and Pathology at Howard University Hospital. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. call calling area 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Let's go to Andrea calling from Odenton. Andrea, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Harold, I'd just like to say that your guest that you have, Dr. Rodney, she is correct that it is an autoimmune disease, but it can be an autoimmune disease that can be misdiagnosed by any internal practitioner. The best thing for someone to do would be to seek treatment from a rheumatologist first for a proper diagnosis.
From a what?
And then for a proper diagnosis from a rheumatologist.
Rheumatologist. What is a rheumatologist?
A rheumatologist deals with a lot of rheumatoid arthritis.
Oh, I see. Okay.
They specialize in arthritic conditions. And I know this because my mother was misdiagnosed by internist with rheumatoid arthritis, which when she did see a rheumatologist, not for a regular visit, but just a rheumatologist looking her over, she was then referred to a research doctor at Johns Hopkins, Dr. Frederick Wigley, who treated her for at least 10 years with scleroderma.
I see.
And as your other guest said, it is very, very painful. And if the person can seek pain management treatment to kind of get them through the day, that would be the best course of action. But I would definitely recommend that they seek services from a doctor at Johns Hopkins University. Because
well, certainly. Let me say this, Andrea. Johns Hopkins is a wonderful hospital, and I'm sure that there are quite a few experts, including here at Howard University and around the nation, that are listening to this broadcast that are quite capable of diagnosing this. But as you did say early when you first called, that our previous caller said she thought she had lupus, and so certainly that is a major concern. So thank you so much for your phone call. Real quick, how do you deal with the pain issues regarding this? Because as you began to describe some of the symptoms, the way it affects the hands, the way that it affects the face, I think just saying that it's painful, Dr. Rodney, is really kind of an understatement.
Yeah, it's debilitating almost at times. It's a very complex disease that involves so many different organ systems that it's really what we call an interdisciplinary approach, meaning that you won't have any one type of doctor taking care of you. I, as a dermatologist, would treat the skin thickening and everything on the skin. We'll have a pain management expert involved, a rheumatologist, a cardiologist for the heart involvement. It really involves so many different teams.
How does this differ, at least in when it relates to the symptoms, from eczema?
Okay, eczema is also an inflammatory condition, but that presents with a lot of itching of the skin, dryness and itching and scaliness. Scleroderma is not very itchy. It just presents with tightness and thickening of the skin to the point where the skin cannot move. That's why the patients may not be able to bend their fingers or open their mouths widely.
We're going to continue this conversation on SiriusXM Channel 141. So if you are on the phone, please stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on SiriusXM Channel 141. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Lines remain open for this conversation at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. We'll be back in just a moment on SiriusXM Channel 141.